This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Previously on Divorce Court.
He became controlling, very irresponsible with his money. Not a good example of what I would want my children. I had no clue that he had lost his job. He didn't tell me anything.
So how'd you lose your job?
I injured my back.
One night we were at his friend's house and they were drinking and I didn't know they were gambling. I got my tax refund back.
Please, please, please don't tell me that he gambled away your tax return.
All of it.
I needed a break. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
You needed a break with her money?
I needed a break at the time.
Please don't tell me this is like Erykah Badu. You better call Tyrone. And he just as sorry as you are. Sir, what is going on with you? You're not bringing any finances into the home. What you bringing to the table other than an appetite?
She didn't work for the first 5 years of our relationship. These last few years have been the first she's worked at all.
As I provide for an entire family of four plus my little brother.
Wait. What are we talking about, Ms. Paisley? Your brother is here, actually, as a witness. And he lives with you all?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he work outside of the home?
He works part-time.
Sweetheart, are you taking all of this on to your shoulders?
Pretty much. And
are you able to do all of this?
Somehow, some way. I mean, it's I'm tired, you know?
Your Honor.
Literally could just lose it at any point in time. I feel like I'm just on the verge of mental breakdown because I'm not appreciated. I'm not treated the way that I should be treated. You know, maybe if I was lifted up more and supported as the person that does financially provide for everybody. And he thinks I don't have time for the kids. It's not I don't have time. I don't have energy. I don't have the brain power to even go there sometimes because I'm so spent on everybody else.
Your Honor, she's great at playing the victim. Okay, me being with the kids every day.
Mr. Coleman, I'm gonna stop you.
Go ahead.
Did you even see and hear the pain right there? Did you even see and hear it? This is the mother of your children, and she says she's on the verge of an emotional breakdown. I have known this young woman for 20 minutes, and I can see right now that she is beat down to a point where I'm not sure if she can recover from that. Her energy level is such that she's put all she can put in. And when the woman who you supposed to love and is the mother of your children says that passionately, the only thing you can say to the judge is she's very good at playing the victim?
Your Honor, she is just now dealing with finances. She's just now having to work, period.
No, she's not just now. For the last 4 years, even you say that.
No, last 3 years she's been working. You know, she claims she paid, like, she makes me feel like less of a man, first off.
That's because you acted like less of a man. Stop it. Can't nobody make you feel like less of a man unless you act less of a man.
And can I say something else, Your Honor? You know, speaking, this just made me think of it when you...
Ms. Paisley, just 1 minute. Mr. Coleman was talking, and I don't want him not to feel like he has been hurt. Because, Mr. Coleman, no one can make you feel less than who you are. So you got to step up and be that person. You were saying, sir?
I was saying things like, I feel less of a man around her. She, like, even these past couple of years that she has been working, she doesn't mention the fact, she tells everyone, oh, he doesn't work, he doesn't. When anyone that comes over, and the fact of the matter is, that's true, I don't work. I can't look for a job right now because I have to watch my kid every day.
No, you don't. I want you to stop saying that.
Okay,
there are alternatives to that.
I do several construction jobs with several different people. It's not like I don't have a steady, consecutive, go-to-work, ABC client.
Well, don't you see that that's an issue for your family?
I provide finances as well.
Do you?
Not reported.
Who's paying the rent right now?
Currently, she is.
Who pays the light bill and the telephone bill and all of that?
The last couple times I have.
That's not true.
The light
at
bill.
All.
The light bill.
That's not true, and I can prove it. I can prove it, just like the other evidence that I brought in, which is literally the final straw where I decided I'm done. I made a nice wall in our house dedicated to the family, put the pictures of us up and tried to, you know, make the house more homey. And literally on, that was an anniversary present. And then that night I was so tired that I literally crashed in the bed and he kept trying to wake me up, trying to, you know, get his anniversary present. And basically I wasn't having it. And I woke up and literally the whole wall I made, he scratched out my face, put devil horns on me, wrote profanity on there. I mean, and my kids woke up to that in their living room. Wow. I mean, that, and that's when I was like, really, that's just a visual representation of how wrecked things really are, you know? And it's very emotional for me because, yes, he did provide the first few years, but, you know, obviously he proved that he couldn't handle that because along with that car, we also lost a lot more, you know? And that's why I stepped up. But like you said, there's no excuse for him not to work. It's very, very upsetting.
That right there hurts my heart. Mr. Coleman, is there an explanation for why you would destroy something that was representative of your family?
I'm gonna be honest, and this was our anniversary. I remember this day like yesterday. It was our anniversary. We spoke on the phone. She was at work. We spoke on the phone, and she made me feel like we were gonna have a great night. We're gonna go eat, do all this and all this. Well, I decided to surprise her. So I go and I have like special floating candles, a bomb bath, rose petals going to the bed, all type of stuff. I went above and beyond. But she comes in, she seems happy, everything's good. I get my hug and you know, she gets ready and lays down and she's asleep. Or at least she's acting asleep is what I think. But I'm like, for real, for real. And then she snaps on me. Like, she just starts, like just snaps. I'm not, it's, and it made me upset. I'm not gonna lie, I was drinking because she didn't drink with me. I ended up drinking a lot myself. And out of frustration and under certain spirits, I did cross out the pictures. However, if you look at the evidence right there, you'll notice they're all on glass. So it wasn't completely destroyed, you know? So that's.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, the pictures, the collage may not be completely destroyed. But the trust in you, 100% destroyed.
Gone. And he was my rock, Your Honor. When
100%.
I tell you, he was my 100% rock.
100%. You destroyed her vision of who the man is.
Your Honor, she's ungrateful for a good man.
I was tired.
I'm speaking to the judge.
Actually,
not the other judge.
I'm talking, Mr. Coleman, you might need to listen to her because I'm not in your household. Sir, you got to bring more to the table to be considered a good man. You really do. You have to bring more to the table. This witness is here, and he lives in the house. So you're here on behalf of the defendant and not in support of your sister. Tell me why.
She is very ungrateful. She does not accept everything that he does for her.
As his older brother, you know, I feel like you're kind of leading him astray.
I'm a grown man.
If you were that grown, you wouldn't be living in my house.
Oh, hell.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I understand that this witness is here and he lives in the house. I'd like to ask the witness to join me. Robert, would you please ask Mr. Jacob Fugate to join us? Because I'd like to hear from him since he lives in the household.
And your brother will tell you.
Mr. Fugate, will you state your name for the court?
My name is Jacob Fugate. I am here defending Derek Coleman.
So you're here on behalf of the defendant?
Yes, ma'am.
Who, and not in support of your sister?
No.
I find that very curious. Tell me why.
Because as Derek has been saying she is very ungrateful. She does not accept everything that he does for her. He's not, like, she isn't understanding, like, exactly what he does.
So talk to me a little bit about what he does that makes you say she's ungrateful.
He helps the kids do their schoolwork, you know.
Is he the kid's father?
Yes.
That's what they're supposed to do. Keep going.
And another thing is, you know, he does, like I said, does dishes.
Did he eat off the dishes?
Yes.
Then that means he need to do the dishes. Next, keep going.
He sometimes will fold the clothes for her, you know, because she'll be taking naps and stuff like that. And
the clothes that he wears, his children wear? You want credit for doing the stuff that you're supposed to do? I mean, that's what people do that are parents every day. I want to hear you tell me, Mr. Fugit, what has the defendant, because you said you're here to defend him. What has the defendant done to make you think he's a good enough man to be with your sister?
Throughout the years, for the past 8 years that they've been together, mm-hmm. like he was saying, 5 years, he was paying every single bill. Like, every bill he was paying, everything that she needed done, he would pay for. He would do every single thing.
So you think at this point she should not have a problem with taking on this level of the responsibility because he did it in the beginning of the relationship?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if she says that that's not the life that she wanted, that's not the life she signed up for, do you think that's unreasonable on her part?
Yes, I do. I do believe that that is unreasonable because if he's sitting there for 5 years paying for everything, then she should have no problem taking over for a few years so that he can get back on his feet.
That's the problem, is that he has no intention on doing so, and I've listed multiple examples to where he's been frivolous with money.
Should we talk about examples of why it didn't work out on our end? Like, maybe your jealousy?
My jealousy.
Are you interested in taking back your own life?
Absolutely.
You're not going to do better without me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Coleman, what'd you say?
I mean,
I said she won't do better without me.
It's not impossible. There's a lot of people in this world.
You will never do better without me.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Your Honor?
Go ahead, Mr. Coleman.
We were out at a decent restaurant. It was either Benihana's or... It was a nice restaurant. I can't remember the exact restaurant.
Okay, what happened?
We went there, and just because a girl walked by, and she was nicely built, and just because I looked at her, she literally took the champagne and splashed it on my side of my head, drenched my face, all over me, just because I simply looked at a girl's butt. And not to mention, she does the same thing. She looks herself, so it's... There's a lot of...
In my defense, there's a lot of other things going on. There had been many things leading up to that where the tension was rising and the pot was literally bound to boil over at any second. And why are you looking at a girl's butt if you're with me out at dinner anyways? Especially not around my brother, who you're supposed to be setting an example for as well as his older brother. You know, I feel like you're kind of leading him astray in that sense.
I'm a grown man.
You're a grown man, obviously, but if you were that grown, you wouldn't be living in my house.
Somebody just called somebody out.
I'm hurt. I mean, the fact that he's even here is just insane. Like, you don't want me to be happy. You don't want your nephews to be happy. You don't want a happy model. You don't want them to grow up and be like that.
Very happy.
I wouldn't be living with you if my wasn't dying. So
I know that, Jacob, but I'm just saying that's just part of it. Why would you be defending him then? You're living with me. I'm your sister.
Because I'm living with him too.
Okay, uh-huh. But guess who pays the bills where you live?
I knew that was coming.
Mr.
Fugit, who pays the bills where you live?
She does, but he did for 5 years.
So
she's
what?
You've only done it for three.
The past is the past.
So here's my question. Years. She's only done it for three?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
They make jobs for 23-year-olds.
Right, I work.
Okay, like then why can't you move into your own place where you can pay your own bills?
Because I only make $400 a week. if that. I maybe even make $150.
So guess what? Somebody who is in that situation might want to be grateful to the person
absolutely
who is hooking them up.
And who says I'm not grateful? I never said that I'm not grateful for her.
He knows I'm a good person. He knows I'm a good man.
He wants me to be with Derek, but it's to the point where he's blinded by that. He's not seeing the rest of the story.
Ms. Pesley, I'm going to tell you why he wants you to be with Derek is because it makes him comfortable. Mr. Fugit is very comfortable in the situation where you are. And in all honesty, Mr. Coleman is very comfortable because you've made him comfortable.
And I want my brother to be comfortable.
But you have made him comfortable. You have made him comfortable. You've made everybody in your household comfortable except you.
Absolutely.
You've taken care of every single person.
Yes, Your Honor.
You have taken over the financial responsibilities of your family, working two jobs. You are paying the rent for two grown men living up in your house. You have multiple children that you are tired. You are exhausted.
And that's okay, you know. And my brother, I've always told him if he ever needed anywhere to go, you know, right now we have basically a family emergency and, you know, my door is always open to him. But how are you going to side with Derek over me? No matter what, I don't care if he works. I don't care if Derek works.
At the
end of the day,
treat
me with respect. If they were to treat me, not they, if Derek was to treat me the right way, none of this would be an issue. I would be helping him get a job.
Are you interested in taking back your own life?
You're not going to do better without me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Coleman, what'd you say?
I said she won't do better without me.
I don't want to take my kid's father away from them. I want him to get a dose of his own medicine. I want him to wake up and realize, like you said, he's not going to find somebody else that takes care of him like I do.
Ms. Paisley, what would change in your household?
I would have peace if he were gone.
You'd also lose your job.
I could probably find somebody to watch
probably.
The baby.
Maybe
it's
probably.
Not impossible. There's a lot of people in this world.
You will never do better without me.
Okay, I will do better without you. I know that I will. That is the whole reason we're here, because you keep hanging on to something that is broken.
Ms. Paisley.
You're right.
You said that you can do just fine without Mr. Coleman.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Coleman, you don't think she can?
I know she can't.
Ms. Paisley, did you hear what he said?
That's the problem. That's the whole
he
problem.
He basically says you don't have the gumption to walk out and take back your life.
That's what it sounds like.
No, that's what it is. That you don't have it in you to get yourself up off the floor and stop being a doormat. That you will continue to let people walk over you because that's all you're worth. That's what I just heard.
I know I'm worth more than that. I think it's just I've been exhausted. Like, all I do is work and take care of other people, you know? So
Then why are you there? Why are you there? Why are you in this relationship?
I guess some part of me still has faith that he might change.
Why? Because he hasn't shown me one bit.
Because I love him. Because I want...
Is that enough for you?
No. Not anymore. I want my life back. I mean, there's no way...
Well, you know what that means. When someone says they want their life back, that means they take their life back. That's what that is. That means they get up off the floor...
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm taking it back. I'm done. I'm done. Let me let it be known.
I'm going to find out if you're done.
We'll see.
You say you're done? You done? You ready to take your life back?
Yes, ma'am.
Robert, do me a favor. Stand over there next to Miss Paisley.
She's not going nowhere.
Miss Paisley, the bailiff for the court will walk you out of here if you're ready to walk out. That will tell me if you're ready to take your life back.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Robert.
Yep.
Escort the plaintiff out. Step into your new life.
She'll be back.
You know what? I hope to God she won't, because you are an arrogant user. And you need to find your own place to live.
Let me tell you something good for you, okay? I have a daughter, and I would never allow anyone to treat her like that. Okay? So you did the right thing.
Thank you.
All right?
Let me go talk to her, bro.
You're gonna talk to her for me?
Yeah.
I know you got my back, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. We'll get this situated.
She'll be back, dude.
If Trifling were a person, it would be Exhibit A.
I mean, I just told her. I was like, there's no way I would let my daughter even deal with anyone close to being the way he was.
And did you pick up where she said the least he could do is get his GED?
Come on.
Ooh, please, get the sage and blow it off over here, okay? Oh.
Made in Georgia.